Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, I hear this music. Oh, I just get goosebumps. I mean, come on.
SummerSlam tomorrow.
Huh?
SummerSlam tomorrow.
That's right. That's right.
You forgot?
Yeah, dude, here's the thing about it.
Watch
this. This is the Attitude Era. This started the Attitude Era. The NWO.
Oh, I thought you meant yours.
No, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash.
Oh, I thought you meant yours.
Oh, my Attitude Era started when I was 6 years old. Okay. I mean, that's been going on for
Western
a long
Mass.
Time. Yeah, I mean, 30-something years. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, but
I grew up in Springfield. I'd have an attitude.
Yeah, that's right, man. You know, I mean, it is what it is. We're blue collar, bro.
What the hell do you think Milford is?
I know.
What do you think?
Right.
Like Wellesley?
Yeah, I didn't grow up next to Bridget Moynihan in Longmeadow.
Right.
You know, I wish I did.
Grow up in no mansion.
Right.
Grew up in the hard scrabble streets of Milford.
You know, that's awesome.
M-I-L-F-E-D.
Yeah.
Milford.
Yeah, to all the rich people in Longmeadow. I mean, I didn't grow up. We played them, but we didn't, you know, that was it. It was like, oh, wow, these houses are nice. And then
we used
to
beat up the rich kids, steal their money.
That's,
I mean, I didn't do that.
Right.
My friends did.
Oh, of course. Listen, statute of limitations. Right. You can talk about what you did.
What do you got?
So
Let it out.
Here it is. So this is what I've been teasing. And by the way, make sure we clip this. Matt Morrell, because this is something that this is like no joke. This is serious. Over the course of the first 2 weeks of the NFL preseason, Al Riveron, the director of officiating now for the NFL, he is basically calling to broadcast booths, mostly TV and some radio, to tell them to stop complaining on the air about the helmet rule. I kid you not.
I have to tell you that...
I kid you.
That was mentioned. That has been mentioned.
By whom?
It was mentioned yesterday by Zolak.
Okay.
Yes. Zolak mentioned it. They called the truck. They called the Matt Smith or whoever. They called the truck down at Foxborough on Thursday.
Well, this is separate from anything that's happened to the Patriots. This is something I know that's happened at
other places. Well, I'm not surprised if they were doing it on Thursday in Foxborough.
They
doesn't surprise me they're doing it all around the country.
They did it for the Jets-Redskins game.
Yep.
Because there was that questionable play where the guy lowered his head and the Jets guy also lowered his head. And so the announcer...
Actually, Glenn talked about it. I heard Glenn mention it.
Okay, Glenn mentioned it.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Oh, let me get this straight.
All right, let's get your story straight.
Let me get it straight. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Zolak. I apologize. It wasn't Zolak. It was Fourier. Fourier mentioned it yesterday. Christian said it to Glenn, and they talked about it yesterday.
That corroborates what I've heard from around the country. It's going on. I heard it happen because of the Jets-Redskins game.
Huh? A little sensitive, Al Riveron.
The NFL is sick and tired of the broadcasters of teams and national networks in the preseason complaining about the helmet rule. They don't
protect the coconuts. So why not?
Yeah.
But you call the TV. I mean,
like you,
for people who don't understand, don't know what happens during a live game broadcast, it is a bleep show in the truck. There's
right.
all sorts of stuff going on. If you're the producer producing a live game and you're getting a phone call from the director of officiating, you're like, dude.
I don't need this right away.
You can't say that because of who he is.
Right.
Because then he'll call your boss. He'll call the owner of the team. But,
yep.
I mean, you're like, I don't need this right now. I got games. I got replays. I got all this stuff going on.
Yep.
It's unbelievable that.
This is happening.
I shouldn't be surprised.
This is happening.
That people in the officiating community in the NFL, Al Riveron specifically, would be this sensitive. Doesn't surprise me.
And this goes back to...
But they're basically telling...
Yeah.
They're telling
broadcasters... To not...
They're telling them what to do and what to say.
Do not complain about
it's
the
not
helmet
a good
rule.
Sign.
And so if they're doing this now, oh, and by the way, speaking of things, and I want to switch off this because that's why I'm wearing the t-shirt today, Make Football Violent Again.
Yep.
Because you've seen, and I got to tell you, it was at the Patriots-Eagles game the other night, and Nigel Bradham got called for like a legitimate tackle, and they threw a flag on him.
Which one was that? Which play was that?
Right, exactly.
Well, no, because there was one. There was the overthrow to Cordarrelle Patterson.
That was it.
It wasn't a helmet to helmet call. It was a defenseless receiver call. But if you remember on that play, the defensive back basically put his arms up against his chest and was basically kind of defending himself as he was going into Patterson.
There was one really bad one on Nigel Bradham, and we'll get to that. And this is the sissification of society that is basically resonating now in what we used to call the NFL, which should now be called the PFL for Pansy Football League.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No.
Matt Al Riveron is on the hotline for you. He wants to talk to you right now.
Your thoughts on this, Make Football Violent Again, 617-779-7937, Dickerson and James.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Wow. Hour three flying by. We're getting to a lot of different things. Obviously, with the Paw Sox moving to Worcester coming up in a few years.
Say it the right way, please. Worcester.
I can do the R's.
Moving to Worcester.
Yep, they are moving
to Worcester.
Worcester,
baby.
508. So there's that happening. And so we're talking about that. The ratings of the Patriots game the other night outrated the Red Sox, Yankees from a couple weeks ago. I was a little surprised. Now, I will say this. I'm going to tell you this. Even with Tom Brady playing, if they were head-to-head, I think the Red Sox, Yankees would have won.
No.
No?
No, absolutely not.
I think I've seen it before.
Maybe not Red Sox Yankees, but Red Sox games have lost to Patriot preseason games head to head.
But I'm talking about Red
Sox. 99% sure.
I'm just saying Red Sox Yankees.
I don't know.
You know, I think they would have won.
Well, maybe this year.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Right.
But I know in the last certainly 5, 6, 7, 8 years when the rivalry has been shaky or down. I think the Patriots
would have
won.
Right. Which it has
maybe
been.
Maybe this year, but I still think the Patriots game would have beaten it.
Mm. Yeah. I you know, they weren't head-to-head. It's tough to measure.
I know you're defending Nesson.
No, not at all. Listen, we all know when TB12 does anything, everybody in New England, we stop.
Yeah, but it's the team in general. It's not just Brady.
No,
it's the whole team in general.
But Brady didn't play last week against the Redskins.
Right.
So now he played against the Eagles.
But the ratings were still really good for the Redskins game.
But with Brady announcing, confirming he's going to play the entire first half, which he did. So I asked questions afterwards to Brady and Belichick, and I did not get humiliated. So I was thankful.
That's always a good thing. Brady wouldn't humiliate you.
No.
Belichick maybe.
Belichick would, yeah. Yeah. I just, you
Remember
know.
So, what your questions were?
The one of Belichick was like, you know, defense had 8 sacks tonight. Give me, you know, what did you think about the overall performance in the entire game?
Mark.
Oh, believe me,
what it was.
He didn't know my name, so you don't have to say Mark. No.
It's a new Lou's name. It's very, very upfront. But well,
oh yeah.
Well, you know, I've addressed that already.
Can I ask you? Do you think he's opening and showing his world to Josh McDaniels? Like that quote that came out, which I still find to be absolutely ridiculous.
Why? Why do you find that ridiculous?
Because the only person I think he's going to show his world to is Linda Holiday.
I think he's probably shown. Let's face it. The Patriots won't say it. They can't say it. Josh McDaniels is the next coach of this team.
Of course,
it's
he's
in
coach
a year,
and coach and
two
waiting.
Years, 3 years, whatever it is.
Coach in waiting.
I would guess that Belichick would show him the ways.
You do think so?
Yes. Because I don't think that Belichick wants him to fail. I think Belichick wants to give him as much ammunition as he possibly can to be a good coach. I think Belichick, I would think that it would mean a lot to Belichick to have a successful coaching tree, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if MGM Springfield, and we were allowed to have the sports book open up this Friday, which it won't be for a while because it hasn't been, you know, officially passed through the
Twin River. You've got a Twin River in October. How about that one?
MGM Springfield. Let's talk about it. So I will be there on Thursday. So
can we
no,
plug all the casinos?
No,
Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, it's Mohegan Sun.
Foxwood.
So if
it's
they
one up in Portland, Maine, too. I don't know the name
Prop
of it.
Bet. prop bet after the season, who walks away? If you had to make a bet of one or the other, Belichick or Brady walks away after the season, who walks away?
I'm not wasting my money.
Okay, so neither you don't think neither one of them?
I'm not betting on it. No, I'm betting on something. You know, it's funny. 3 months ago,
right?
If you would ask me that question, I would have bet on Brady. And I think I said it on the air here. I thought at the time, right after the Oprah interview, that I thought this would be it. This would be it for Brady. I don't think that's going to be the case. Although, you know, things can change. They certainly have changed in the last 3 months.
They certainly have. No doubt about it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Nick in Providence. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just wanted to touch base on the Paul Stock situation.
You got it.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, full disclosure, I'm not actually from Providence.
You're from South Providence, aren't you, Nick? Where are you from?
No, I'm from down south, so I'm Cranston.
Right, like Cranston, right? You're from Cranston.
No.
Further south than that.
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, again, another state that knows it's minor league baseball. So, but, you know, it's just sad. I've enjoyed going to the Paul Sox. You know, obviously, it's not the same experience as coming up to Boston and Fenway, obviously, and I think people realize that, but... you know, to be able to go and take your family for, you know, a couple bucks, pretty cheap, enjoyable evening out, is something that's going to be missed. You know, I think case in point, you know, after obviously this is something that's kind of been in the works for a little while, but going to the game last night, you know, obviously you have TV cameras walking around. They're looking for the good sound bite with whether it's kids or what have you. But, you know, seeing older people walk around and be in tears, you know, looking at the different stuff that McCoy's done to kind of dress up the place with, you know, their different historical moments and stuff. That's just when it really hits you that, man, this place is leaving. It means a lot. You know, Paul Sox has been there for 50 years, the stadium being there, you know, 70 plus. So, you know, in the end, money talks, but it's something that, you know, it comes down to it. It's a big thing for the state. Obviously, in one of the other callers talking about, you know, Pawtucket Providence, not too much going on.
Nick, you live there. Who's at fault? Who do you blame?
You know, I don't know. You know, I think that, you know, I think honestly between the two options, I think Providence, for what, you know, has already been settled here with the situation between, you know, restaurants, other things to do and stuff like that, Providence would have been a better long-term destination. But obviously, you know, I think something should have been done to keep them in the state between what it brings to that area of Pawtucket with, you know, jobs and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, outside of just Pawtucket, even southeastern Mass, you know, bringing those people to the game, and now those people aren't necessarily going to Western Mass and going up to see the new stadium.
Well, first of all, that's Central Mass, not Western Mass.
Well, Nick, how dare you insult Mark like that? How dare you?
I know about Western Mass, Nick. It's Central Mass, but
don't blame the guy. He's from North Carolina.
Oh,
Nick,
okay.
He made a mistake.
No, that's okay.
You understand that, right, Nick? Worcester is Central Mass.
By the way, what part of North Carolina again?
Right dead center. So, you know, I've been right in the heart of North Carolina is minor league country.
No, but are you Charlotte?
Raleigh area.
Okay, yeah. Go hit the original Q Shack in Durham. Best barbecue I've ever had in North Carolina in the South.
It is. I agree.
I know the guy who owns it, Dan, but that's a whole other story. Thanks a lot, Nick.
I know everybody.
I know some
people.
I know some people.
You know everybody.
Barbecue
guys, athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, I don't know Uma Thurman. I wish I did.
I thought you dated her in middle school.
No, I didn't. It was a friend of mine. Rich in North Providence. We are huge in Rhode Island today. Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Rich. How have you been?
Great.
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
How's the family?
No, pretty good. How are the kids doing?
My son's doing great. He's doing awesome.
Excellent.
Hi, Cole, if you're listening.
I wanted to talk about the third base position. You know, we had someone, some years back, had one heck of a season here. In fact, do you think Adrian Beltre is going to make the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Very good. That's what I thought as well. And then we had another guy after that who was very productive in his first season.
Hey, Rich, can you get to your point about Rafael Devers?
With Milwaukee. Well, the point
Travis Shaw, right.
Travis Shaw, and he's
the mayor of Ding Dong City.
But your
pretty
problem with Rafael Devers is what?
Well, I mean, like he's a young guy, and he seems to not be able to
stay healthy,
stay off the disabled list, and so forth. I mean, do you think overall his year so far, has it been disappointing?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, from a defensive standpoint,
21 errors.
He's god awful. I mean, he is just an abomination. But
yeah,
I still believe in Rafi Devers. A year ago, Rich, remember his freshman rookie season? You know, we were ranting and raving about this guy. I still think the pros at the plate outweigh the cons in the field. That's what I believe about Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm going to stick with him. I'm not giving up. He's a kid. He's 20. Right. 20 years old. Like
the DL thing, you know what?
Right.
That stuff happens.
It does happen. Right.
As for the errors, I don't think he's that bad. I mean, he's bad
no,
this
he's
year.
Bad.
Terrible this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
But I guess what my point is I don't think he's going to be this bad. There are some guys you watch in the field and you just say,
yeah,
forget it.
Right. Right.
They're DH.
And by the way,
first
the hot corner is the toughest position.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough position to play.
I think he will be a more solid fielder than what he's shown.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably fair.
And his offensive numbers, Mark, would have been through the roof had he stayed healthy.
No doubt. No, I'm with Rafi Devers.
I think we would have overlooked his defensive failings.
The Red Sox just activated Ian Kinsler off the 10-day DL. I wonder at that second base position going forward, what's going to be. I don't think Eduardo Nunez will be here long term. Brock Holt's a year-to-year guy. You know, Pedroia, I mean, you know my thoughts on him. I you know, it's just I don't believe in him. And I just think
that
this
team... Can't you just have a stopgap? Can't you just go year by year, I guess I should say, at second base?
I'd rather invest more in Kinsler and possibly bringing him back next year than trusting... Pedroia can't stay
well,
on the
field. Well, you're not...
Right.
If Dustin Pedroia doesn't come back and play next year, I'm not going to be surprised.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if they work out an injury settlement, I'm not going to be shocked.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think you need to go out and get some great second baseman.
Right.
I think you're loaded in enough other places on this team right now.
Right. Peter in Jamaica Plain. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. I've had these two questions for as long as I can remember. Hopefully you can enlighten me. The first question is, I've never listened to a Patriots game on the radio. I don't even know who's calling them. But I listen to a ton of Red Sox games on the radio. And the second point is, if they're head-to-head, I got my clicker going.
We're talking TV. TV.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, but you're talking TV, though, right?
I'm watching both games.
Yeah.
So I don't know where... So I don't know how they get these stats.
Well, they have a metric that they use. Yeah.
If they ask me, I say...
Well, I mean, listen, with all due respect, Peter, you don't, like, even though you are the target demo, you don't represent the entire New England area, and they outrated them by over 100,000, 110,000 viewers from the game 2 weeks prior to that when they played the Yankees on a Thursday
night. Yeah, but I think what Peter is saying is he doesn't understand, and I don't understand. I was in TV for a long time, and I don't even understand the rating system. I didn't then, and I don't now, but I'm like Peter. I'm like you, Peter. I'm flipping back and forth constantly. It's not like I keep one on and I don't watch the other. I think that's where you're going, right?
Yeah, and then the radio part, too. I don't even know who calls the radio games for the
I don't either. I'm not sure.
I don't either. I know the other night for this Matt Chatham, my colleague at Nesson called it on the radio the other night, but I'm not sure.
And Rochi.
They don't include the radio in the ratings, right?
No,
this is just sheer TV, only TV.
But everyone knows Castig and Tim Nevert.
Everybody knows.
I have no idea who the other guys are.
No, nobody knows. I don't even know. I think the radio, I think the play-by-play guy is Bob Soucy. I don't know who the color guy is.
I
don't
know.
Probably a backup offensive lineman or something.
Those are the questions I've always had. If a guy
right.
came up to me and said, which game did you watch? I'd say I watched both of them.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, listen, Peter, it wasn't head-to-head. I'd like to think the Red Sox-Yankees this year would beat the Patriots preseason head-to-head this year.
I just remembered. Scott Sekules. That's who does it.
Oh, okay.
Scott Sekules is the color guy on radio. That's who it is.
Knew
I'd remember it.
Scott Sekules. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yep. All right. 617-779-7937. Make football violent again. We're also going to get to Greg Dickerson.
What? What did I do? What?
And Greg Dickerson's been on the morning show recently.
I was, yes.
Yes.
Why, you got something in store for me?
Let's see.
Why are you guys trying to harpoon me? What did I ever do to you? What the hell did I ever do to you guys?
Nothing. We'll take your phone calls right here on Dickerson and James.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
See,
Dale delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Number 12. Second time he's ran three in a frame. This time he gets the side.
That was a great season, wasn't it? It was fun while it lasted.
Well, breaking news, folks. No joke. This just for immediate release at 2:27 p.m. Red Sox place Chris Sale again on the 10-day disabled list. They will recall Brandon Workman from Pawtucket. Sale has been diagnosed with mild left shoulder inflammation, retroactive to Wednesday the 15th. So this happened a couple weeks ago. He came back and, I mean, struck out 12 guys in five. Was amazing. They're doing again. Do you think this is due to the fact of Chris Sale breaking down as the season goes on? Before you answer that, I'm going to take somebody who knows more about baseball, than me and you
will ever know.
And he's coming up at 4 o'clock. He's got one of the top-rated podcasts in the entire world, The Bradfo Show, Rob Bradford. Bradfo Show, what's up? Your thoughts on Chris Sale?
Well, first off, we're not big in New Zealand. The Bradfo Show is not big in New Zealand.
All right.
The rest of the world, yes, absolutely.
Work on that.
I'll do everything I can. I aspire to greatness, much like Greg Dickerson did, aspire to have his name on the show today.
I love Bradfo Salvos.
By the way, I used to aspire for greatness, Bradford, but that was a long time ago. Not anymore. I just don't care anymore.
As John Tomasi would say, apathy is a new care.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just like the millennials.
Yes, exactly. We're going to find out a whole lot more in the next hour and a half, I guess, when Cora talks. And maybe actually we won't, because I would imagine they're going to say, no big deal. You know, we just want to be as precautionary. But here's the thing. If you read through the description of this, if you say mild, they put mild in, and that's no accident, but inflammation. So what happened here was he came back, he pitched, and it got inflamed again. And you can call it mild, but still the fact of the matter is that there's something still there. Mm-hmm. And they'll guess is what they'll say. If this was a playoff game, he'd be pitching. If this was a postseason, he'd be pitching. Fair enough. And there is an element of that. But it's not good that this thing keeps cropping up, because the whole idea was take two starts off and then see you later and then get ready for 30 additional innings in the postseason.
Rob, I said to Mark off the air, the whole mild thing, I don't buy it, because two times in the course of 2 weeks, that means it ain't mild. That means there's a serious problem there.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it be mild. It's like you have a mild broken leg, you know.
Right. Right.
It is what it is. It cropped back up. They put him on the DL, and sure, okay, we get it. You know, if you're in the postseason, you might be able to pitch through it. And it is important to get this guy right, obviously, but this guy, it might have to pitch 30 additional innings if you want to get to where you're going. So you have to manage this situation. But it's still not – I don't know how you can say this is anything but a bad thing, that this cropped back up one start after coming back.
Yeah, Rob, this is not looking good. So at first, initially, I'm wondering, okay, 87 wins. So I'm trying to look at the other perspective, Rob, saying 87 wins, the division's 11-game lead. It's a foregone conclusion. Is this a maintenance thing? But you don't think this is a maintenance thing. You think this is a recurring problem.
No, I think it could be a maintenance thing, but the problem is that why do you have to have a maintenance thing?
Okay.
You already had your maintenance thing. You already had your two starts off. We've said this, and I said this as well. You know, we go back to the 2007, and they used to do this all the time, where you draw back, and it really pays off. And I thought it would pay off as long as it wasn't another problem. But whenever you do this, whenever they have done this in the past, whenever any team does this to draw back a little bit, The blueprint isn't to, after making one start, to come back and go back on the DL. So, yeah, so I don't, like you said before, I don't know how you can't look at this without having a wary eye.
If there is any sort of positive, it's the fact that, well, they don't need him right now. They've got the 10-game cushion.
11.
They're not the 11. They're not the Yankees. They're not in a situation like Seattle or Oakland, so they can afford to sit him out for a month, but if they do, who says it doesn't crop up again?
Right, that's the point that everyone should take away from this. is that you can rest him. You can rest. Same thing, let's say, with Devers' hamstring. Good. You're using your advantage in the division as something to rest these guys. That's what you should do. You should rest these guys. You keep winning, by the way, while having all these guys on DL and having all these guys rested. That's fine. But if it's cropping up again now, who's to say it's not going to crop up if you take a month off? And that's the problem. So we don't know. And I guess the silver lining of this is that they are in this unique position where they can do anything they want along these lines, because not only does it, you have this huge lead and you have all these wins, but when you put these guys in the DL, you usually win. You keep winning. It's not a problem.
No, it's not. And I just want to state this too, Bradfo. I know you're going to be coming up hosting at 4 o'clock until Joe and Tim take the call around 6:20-ish. Chris Sale's career splits by month in his entire career. In July, goes from 240 to August 322 to September, October 378, which is why I asked you about the maintenance thing. I think, like you said, it's definitely an issue, but obviously you can afford that luxury with a nice lead. And I mean, I think this thing, the division anyway, is a wrap, and we'll see what happens. We look forward to hearing you at 4 o'clock, Bradfo.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I will just repeat everything I said, but yep. I'll do it in much longer form.
Okay.
And, it'll get me through the 2 hours.
By the way, happy anniversary. Happy 10th anniversary.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes, yeah, so
very, very happy.
WEI.com, right?
WEI.com.
Yeah, no, yes. it is the, if I'm not mistaken, Rob, and if I'm wrong on this, you can call me out. Is it the number one, like, in terms of sports talk radio stations? There's not even a station in anywhere close that gets the traction that WEI does. Number one.
No, it's not even close.
Exactly.
But we hold ourselves to high standards.
Right.
Rob, a lot of people thought that you guys would not even last a year, and I'll just say this. I was wrong.
You were one of these guys like, what is Bradford doing? Oh, Rob, I'm so happy for you.
What on earth would you do a .com, Rob? I don't understand. Radio is where it's at. Talk shows are where it's at. Not .com.
Yeah, like when I saw Rob Bradford in 08 and 09 in the press box at Tropicana Field in front of hundreds of people, I'm like, man, WEI.com sending their people to cover Red Sox games on the road? Man,
you weren't the only one. All the radio hosts are saying the same thing.
Right? So. Yeah. They put you up at the Vinoy too, Bradfo?
Oh, always.
Brad,
go hard or go home.
Oh, Bradfo, the Vinoy. Look at you foo-foo bougie guy. All right, Bradfo, we'll listen to you at 4 o'clock.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
See you guys.
All right, so this becomes something that I'm concerned about now. Concerned about.
Would you put Chris Sale on the top of the list of, let me put it this way. The Red Sox have a long list of important pitchers in their history.
Yep.
I don't think they've ever needed a starting pitcher more than they need Chris Sale for these playoffs. Well, not Roger Clemens.
Yes.
Not Curt Schilling.
Yes.
Not Pedro Martinez. Well, only because there isn't a Pedro to a Schilling. There isn't a Bruce Hurst to a Roger Clemens.
Right.
And there is no bullpen.
Bruce Hurst was unreal in 86 postseason, especially against the Mets. The Mets couldn't touch him. I will say this. The most needed Sale, the most important, I'm being semantics here, is David Price, because you need David Price to win his first game in the preseason as a starter.
Is he your number one starter?
No. Sale's always number one. No. Sale is the ace.
I'm going to say it right now.
Sale's the
ace. He's not pitching in the postseason.
Who?
I'll say it right now. Sale.
No, you're wrong.
He's done.
What?
He's done. He will not pitch in the postseason. Twice on the DL with shoulder inflammation for a pitcher?
You're drawing this conclusion?
Bye-bye. Yes.
All right. Matty Morrell, archive this. Just
marked.
Get this. That he said that Chris. No, I don't believe that at
breaking
all.
Breaking news.
No.
Greg Dickerson says.
No. I don't
know. Chris Sale done for the playoffs.
No. I think Chris Sale's. I think he's going to pitch in the postseason.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope to God I'm wrong. And you know what? If he does.
You will be wrong. Okay, can we bet? Can we bet?
Yes. What do you want to bet? Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah,
it's a gambling state.
One of those gift cards.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's fine.
On the air.
Okay.
Let's just do one of those gift cards. Like you can spend it any place.
Oh, like a Visa gift card.
Visa gift card.
Okay.
$200.
I don't have a TV full time TV job.
Well, how much?
$50.
Oh, $100.
I don't have a. I'm a.
Let's do $100.
I am a part time
radio host who sometimes gets on the air twice a week.
You're on the morning
show. I have a child.
I know.
I am raising a child and a family. I'm not a single man who drives a friggin' Volvo.
I don't drive a Volvo.
I drive a used Toyota.
I drive a different car. It's better than Volvo.
Okay. Right. Well, then there you go. I can't do more than 50. Even though I know I'm going to be right, I just have to, hedge my bet.
So $50 Visa gift card.
Yes.
All right, you say Sale will not pitch in the postseason.
Will not pitch in the postseason.
I say not only we pitch, he's going to be amazing.
Okay.
So
I don't know
you're
how
wrong.
You feel. I don't know how you feel like that. I hope to God I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
I hope I give you the $50 gift card. I hope I
All
am
right.
wrong.
Yeah, you will be wrong. All right. Okay. John in North Carolina. What's up, John?
Hey, you guys with the Red Sox angst, it's through the roof.
I know.
No,
I
it's
know.
John. It's nothing. Red Sox angst now? Oh, my God, John. You should have seen it around here 15 years ago. It's nothing.
He's pitching. He's going to pitch. They're just like, they're right. holding him out.
John, I hope you're right. Again, I hope you're right. I hope Mark is right. I hope I'm wrong. But to go on the DL twice in the span of 2.5 weeks with mild shoulder inflammation, twice for a guy who has history of
slowing down and breaking down
late in the season. Are you kidding me? How can you be positive about this?
Well, it reminds me of Belichick. You don't trust anything he says.
I don't trust anything that any coach or general manager says. They all lie. They should. They're supposed to lie.
If they were smart, they would.
Right. But just look at the facts. I'm not talking about a coach or a general manager or a team president lying to protect their team or lying to protect a potential trade or a player or whatever. I'm just looking at the facts. Disabled list twice in 2 weeks.
Why is it retroactive then? Why wouldn't they just say, okay, it starts now because it's
I don't know.
It was only Wednesday. Here's the thing. I'm not gonna be like one of those, the world is coming to an end for the Red Sox this season yet. I'm not going to go there yet. I think Sale's going to be fine. I think he's going to pitch in the postseason. But I think what they're going to do here, John,
yeah.
they're going to Steven Strasburg him. And I don't mean that in the postseason because I would have made the bet. But they're going to be very careful with him down the stretch. They're gonna manage his starts. That's what they're gonna do.
Until we see those big ice packs, you know, I don't know. I'm willing to say it's just a smokescreen.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
What's the smokescreen though, John? I don't understand. Why would they put him on the DL again if it's a smokescreen?
Why put your best horse out there when you got nothing to play for?
Right. Right now, they're killing it, Greg.
You just put him on the DL. It's not a smokescreen when he was just on the DL for 2 weeks, almost. It's not a smokescreen.
If it's legal to do it, it's a nice smokescreen. It's very Donald Trump. You have one hand over here doing one thing, you know, convincing you that we're in trouble here. And then the other hand, he's like, I'm making moves.
How dare you say anything negative about our president? How dare you?
Well, that was a positive.
Oh, it was positive. I'm sorry. How dare you say something positive?
All right, anything else, John? What else you got?
One more thing. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. Quick trivia. Who's one of the Red Sox from the 04 season from Wilmington, North Carolina?
Trot Nixon. I don't
know. Trot Nixon.
Yeah, Trot Nixon. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's it?
Okay.
That's it. And,
all right.
Good luck.
All right. Hey, good luck to you, John.
Good night to you. 617-779-7937. Greg Dickerson is on record saying that he thinks that Chris Sale is done in the postseason, that he will not pitch.
N-N done.
Yeah. Wow. That's a hell of a prediction, man.
I'm not saying, and by the way, I'm not saying it to be a hot taker. I'm not saying it because, I want to tweet it out. That's what I believe.
You're reading the tea leaves.
Twice in 2 weeks. Add it up. I hope I'm wrong, but add it up. Look at it. Twice shoulder inflammation for a pitcher.
The one thing
at this stage of the season.
Hypothetical scenario. If what you're saying becomes true, and I owe you $50 Visa gift card.
$200, I thought. I thought it was my 50 to your 200.
No,
that's the way it should be.
No, it's 50.
You've got this big time TV gig next to Adam Pellerin.
No, I'm not nobody. I'm not Tom Karen. I don't make
TC
money. I don't make
TC
money. So if this happens, I'm going to say this. If Chris Sale, I think he's going to pitch, but if he does not, the Red Sox are in major trouble come playoff.
Oh, they're in huge trouble.
They're done. It's a wrap.
And I just told you before. They've never had a pitcher that has meant this much to their postseason prospects. Not Clemens, not Pedro, not Schilling.
What about Al Nipper?
Yeah, he was pretty important. Oil Can Boyd was pretty important.
Trash Can Boyd. People get mad at me for calling him
Trash Can. I loved Oil Can. He was good. Loved him. He was a good little pitcher.
Called him Trash Can Boyd. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on Chris Sale and him going on the 10-day DL again, just announced. Also, Paw Sox moving to Worcester. Whatever else we'll get to. And, of course, making football violent again. Dickerson and James.
Now, Mark James.
See, and me, Greg Dickerson.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
You can't understand. Or can just come here is something you can't.
We're a little bit of a Cypress Hill mode. I always never...
Is that what this is?
I thought it was all for one. Yeah, Cypress Hill. I never understood why no boxer or UFC fighter ever came to the ring to this music.
Like, I can honestly tell you I've never had that thought in my entire life.
Yeah, that was something that I've always thought about. You know, it was just like kind of like, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, there's that. But 617-779-7937.
I think maybe a potential politician, a candidate should come out to that song.
Yeah, that would be.
That'd be a good idea. Come out to your rally.
Right. Yeah. You never know. Hey, it's 2 years away, November 28th.
Well, I'm talking anything. Midterm election, come on. Rally your base up like that?
Oh.
Like a killer man?
No, that would be tremendous. Right. I mean, why would you not? I mean, all right, so the news is Chris Sale. Chris Sale is placed on the 10-day DL, and there's worry in Red Sox Nation. Or is there?
There is for me.
Well, you said
in my little corner of Red Sox Nation.
You think he's done. You think he's done for the season? You think he's done for the postseason?
Came back last Sunday. I wouldn't be shocked if he came back during the regular season again. I don't see him pitching in the postseason. I think we're going to run into this again.
That's two meals at Cheesecake Factory for me.
Two?
On you. Two. Yeah.
$50?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, are you just getting appetizers?
No, I get
it's a Cheesecake Factory.
Chicken Madeira, and that's it. It's like $25 with tip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I go back again.
With tip?
Yeah, you get a tip.
No, I mean, that's kind of a small tip.
No.
Chicken Madeira is probably, what, $22, $23?
It might have gone up since the last time it was there. You know, so it is.
I can't afford Cheesecake Factory anymore. So I don't know the prices anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mike in North Providence. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike.
You know, with regards to the music thing, considering that people actually do die in the boxing ring, I don't think it would be taken too well by the boxing
But it would psych, you know, but in UFC, I can imagine Conor McGregor coming to the ring, to the octagon with that.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, with regards to the Chris Sale thing, I think it's a bit of Pedro at the All-Star game where he's throwing as hard as he can sometimes instead of as hard as he should, where he's out there just, I mean, like, look at the last time. He goes out there, and he's feeling fresh, and he's feeling good, and he's just letting it all go, right? And, you know, maybe he's kind of maybe he's putting a little bit too much pressure on himself instead of just like, you know, hey, buddy, you know, 97's enough. You don't need to throw 100. You know, and I think in the case of Cora is like, we don't need this guy right now. We need him in October.
Right.
He's not taking any chances. He's going to err on the side of caution.
Oh, it's smart. Smart move.
And that's just smart baseball.
Right. Alex, like, you look at all the methodically calculated moves that Alex Cora's made, and for the most part, other than the mismanaging the bullpen at the beginning of the year against the Rays, he's made a lot of right moves.
Well, this move's above Alex Cora.
Oh, no doubt.
This is a Dave Dombrowski move.
Yeah, this might even be above him.
This is a medical move, but Mike, I hope you're right that they're doing this out of an overabundance of caution, and it would make sense for them to do it. But you know, think about it. We're 2 weeks away from September.
Mm.
Who's to say that this doesn't crop up again?
Well,
who's to say that 3 weeks on the DL completely heals it.
Well, I'll say this. If we get to a month from now, and today's date is August, 19th today? 18th? I'm concerned.
Let me say one more thing to Mike.
DEFCON 1.
Mike, you just said it. Here's a guy that probably doesn't know any better than to just let it go and be a flamethrower. That's the way he is. Can he pitch any other way?
Yeah, maybe he just needs to smarten up a little bit because, you know, the stats that you were earlier, you know, saying, of course, the Red Sox organization knows that too.
Yep.
This is a guy who wears down. And I think that they're kind of fighting against his own very nature of like, okay, bud, you know.
Well, they have rested up. Mike, they have treated him differently this year.
They've
given him more days off. They put him on the DL. They've been careful with him. Yeah. They've managed him differently than they did last year. And
it's him out of games early.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like they did against Baltimore last week. I mean, they're like I said, this is a Steven Strasburg type situation. This is what it's looking at. Now, thanks for the phone call,
Mike. They
didn't
make the playoffs, though, did they?
Who?
The Nationals, the year they did that with Strasburg.
No, they didn't. And they held him out of the playoffs this first time.
Oh, that's right. They held him out.
They held him out.
That's what it was.
Now, I don't think they're going to do that with Sale, because Sale won't let him. Sale will be like, you know, I'm pitching in the playoffs.
If the medical staff says no, then he's got no choice.
Well, it might be. Could be. Christian, up next in Cambridge. What's up, Christian?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Christian.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Chris Sale situation, and I think it would be absolutely crazy of Alex Cora if he did not pitch him in the playoffs, injury or not.
Injury or not?
Well, here's the thing. It depends the severity, Christian.
Of course, but I think, like, he's the best pitcher, I think, since Pedro Martinez.
Yeah.
I think he's even better than Pedro. And I think
how old are you, Christian? How old are you?
I'm 18.
He's not better than Pedro. I just want to.
Well, here's the thing.
I want to educate. I want to educate you.
No, hold on. No, Christian. Let me just say this. He's not better than Pedro. His stuff is more dominating right now than Pedro. Pedro was just a great pitcher. He was like a combo. If you put like Tom Glavin and Greg Maddux in a blender, you got Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez dominated when hitting was dominant.
Right. In the steroid era.
And I'm saying Pedro was more dominant for a longer period of time, but I think Chris Sale's peak is higher than
No, I don't know. The only thing I'm going to say, I hate
to use the age thing, Christian. I hate doing that. I'm sorry. Hey, Christian, it was used against me,
hey,
too.
Hey, Christian,
so.
Thanks, Christian, young demo, you tell your friends, keep listening to EI and Colin. We like it. All right?
It's all right.
They got it. All right, bro.
We play that hip happening music.
That's what we do,
Rage
man.
Against, no, who was that?
Cypress Hill. They were also.
Have they had a record out lately?
No, not since about 01.
Okay.
It's about 01. Right, so, you know?
Yeah. Not exactly playing to the young demo with Cypress Hill.
Well, Cypress Hill, they're timeless.
In their 30s.
Timeless.
Okay. Timeless.
Brad in San Diego. Hello, Brad.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi, Brad.
I wanted to hit two.
Hey, Brad in San Diego. You live there now, right?
Correct.
What are like people look at the moves before you get into what you're going to say at what Dave Dombrowski's done, right? Let me just explain this. He signed JD Martinez to a $20 million contract a year, which looks like the bargain of the decade, if not century. There was another guy that he was considering signing for that price tag who plays in your current hometown by the name of
Eric Hosmer.
And what is Eric Hosmer doing this year? He has as many home runs as JBJ.
I know.
By the way, they gave him the richest contract in Padres history. And Brad, what are they saying about Eric Hosmer right now?
Give it time. Settle in.
They're not saying anything because it's San Diego. They don't care.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to the beach,
go.
Dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Speaking of didn't care, talking about the move from Pawtucket to Worcester.
Yep.
Yikes. That just tells me, that reaffirms the fact that the politicians in Rhode Island really don't care. They don't care.
When it comes down to it,
they don't pull the trigger. They don't get it done. And that's been my dad's complaint over decades, you know.
Well, let me ask you this, Brad. Brad, you say they don't pull the trigger. They pulled the trigger with Twin River. They pulled the trigger with sports gambling. They pulled the trigger with Providence Place, and they redeveloped downtown Providence years ago. So they've done things like that.
Yeah, but this is a kind of a huge one. This is legacy. This goes back generations for my family, and it's just like,
yeah. But you got to separate legacy and what's smart for business for the state.
Well, you know what's going to happen to Pawtucket.
Oh, in Pawtucket, it's already a mess.
It's just like one caller said, it's going to turn into a marsh again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a shame. But, and I feel badly for Pawtucket and the people who live there.
The other thing I wanted to touch on was not picking up Brad Hand. And I called a couple of weeks ago and imploring that Dombrowski leave him alone, because I'm seeing it every time I went out to see a Padre game or watch him on TV. Here he comes. All right, he's got a 3-run lead. He's got a 2-run lead, and he just blow it. And it was just over and over again. I'm just like, the Red Sox better not pick him up after the All-Star.
No, they didn't. They didn't pick up any other relievers at that as well, Brad. Appreciate the phone call. We'll get to all your phone calls on the other side. 617-779-7937. Chris Sale has been placed again for the second time in a few weeks on the 10-day DL. Greg Dickerson thinks that this is a harbinger of him not playing in the postseason. The hot take of the day. Greg, don't call me George Dickerson on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.